now, it's time for part three of In the Moment. And now it's time to get down to business. And if I'm high, it's gonna be
good. I'm just trying to bring a man to it. All right, Drake, J. Cole, and Kendrick Lamar make what we have known as the Big Three. We thought it was LeBron, speaking of, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh.
All right.
It is not. And then Kendrick came out and said, fuck the Big Three, it's just Big Me.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Nobody cares about DJ.
Wow. JK.
DJK.
I want y'all to tell me two things. For those who don't know, Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, and Drake are all three rappers, if you don't know this. Three of the biggest rappers in the world. We all agree there, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can throw Future in there as a fourth because his name is going to come up.
Mm.
I feel the same. However, Drake and J. Cole decided to team up.
Mm-hmm.
They made a song called First Person Shooter. Shots at Kendrick Lamar were taken on this song, especially by J. Cole. Drake was a little more subliminal. J. Cole was dead on.
Mm-hmm.
Kendrick, some people respect him as the greatest. Some people feel like he is a bit too inactive to hold that title because he doesn't put out nearly as much music and he's not nearly as active as the other two.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, Kendrick is from the school of, I don't want to make friends with either of you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the guy. And every time he come out and he makes that be known. And so here we are. So my question to y'all as hip-hop fans, how do you feel about the Kendrick diss, number one? Number two, if this does come down to a beef between Kendrick, Drake, Kendrick, J. Cole, who y'all got coming out on top? I personally, I'll start first. I think Kendrick's verse was fire, but I think his inactivity is a bit of an issue with him claiming to be king of the throne.
Nope.
Talk to me.
Kendrick, and his inactivity speaks volumes to his art because I always believe in quality over quantity. You can put out hit for hit, here, there. We see it with Drake. He puts out all these hits, right? And he's put out these back-to-back albums. But how many of them will actually truly stand the test of time or make an impact, right?
A lot, Katie.
The last two ones that Drake did, I can't say the same.
How that's fair, though, right? Because Biggie and Pac, we hold them
they got
as
shot.
Legends.
That's the only reason why.
It wasn't their choice to stop. But we don't never know. We'll never know now if they would still be considered the legends they are if they would have had to deal with longevity, the way that Jay-Z has, the way that Busta Rhymes right. has, the way that the list goes on. Oh. LL Cool J, keep going, right?
They would absolutely be legend. Like they would.
I'm not saying they wouldn't. What I'm saying is y'all don't think it's a little easier? Take Eddie Murphy. I love Eddie Murphy. I love Dave Chappelle. Two of my favorites. I don't have a bad word to say about either one of them. And if you've ever seen Eddie Murphy's hallway in his home, ain't nobody gonna tell you he ain't win. But is it fair to compare him to Dave Chappelle with how many specials Dave Chappelle has put out? And knowing that Eddie Murphy ain't give us nothing but two?
Quality over quantity.
It's easy to create that type of quality when its quantity is not involved.
Before Beyonce in 2022 released her Renaissance album, right? Remember that album that Drake came out with? His own version of house music?
Mm-hmm.
That he dropped right before Beyonce dropped it?
Yep.
Does anybody listen to any track off of that one?
When my favorite Drake project. He hadn't put out
I don't know anyone who listens to a single track off of that.
I'm with you.
Versus the one that he did with 21. People listen to more off of that. But that album, to me, was a throwaway album.
I agree.
It's quantity over quality. So because you push out so much doesn't mean that you deserve the same respect of what you put out of.
No. I'm not just saying just quantity matters, though. You can't just give Drake just quantity because there's a lot of quality in there. There's a lot of summers in there. There's a lot of hits in there. And if we being honest, and I am, y'all gonna make me a Drake fan in this argument. I'm not the biggest Drake fan, but I do appreciate what Drake has done for music. He's beefing technically with Rick Ross right now, Future, Kendrick, right? These are his biggest beefs that we know of. And it trickles on into some other people. But let's just talk about them. We ain't gonna talk about Metro Boomin and all that. Look up Kendrick Lamar's biggest hit right now. You know what it is?
What?
Poetic Justice. You know what that song is featuring?
Who?
Drake.
Okay.
Look up Future's biggest hits right now. I think 2 to 3 of them. You know what they're featuring?
Drake.
You guessed it. Look up Drake's biggest hits right now. They not featuring Future or Kendrick. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So to me, you be hard pressed to make a true debate. And I'll say this. Drake is battle tested. Now he ain't battle. He ain't really give Joe Budden smoke, and he ain't really give Pusha T smoke. I get that. He gave everybody else smoke. He washed a lot of other people. He washed Meek. He washed Common. The list goes on. He did actually clap back at Joe Budden at one point, and he said enough. Who Kendrick really battled? And I love Kendrick. I don't want this to come off as Kendrick hate. When Kendrick get in that bag and start double, triple entendres, and y'all know that's my bag, so I'm here for that. I hear everything he's saying. It's fire. But I would feel a way if I gave y'all 20 number one hits. I gave him a couple. I gave him a couple. I gave her a couple. And then this man dropped 3 verses in 5 years, and y'all telling me he could fuck with me. I would feel a way about that.
I get it. I don't agree with it.
Like, tell me why.
Because I think that what Drake puts out is commercialized music. What Kendrick puts out is the complete opposite. Kendrick is deeper than Drake, and that's what makes Kendrick's music better.
You talking about that drill poetry rap?
No, no, no. Who has more hits with Beyonce?
Why everything gotta come back to Beyonce with you?
So
the queen.
Beyonce has nothing to do with this.
Who has more?
Jay-Z does. That's who.
We're not talking about Jay-Z.
Whoa.
What about them? They have nothing to do with this either. Why are y'all going to people who have nothing to do with this?
Because she said, what'd you say?
I was still talking about people that got to do with this.
Beyonce got nothing to do with this either.
But Kendrick got songs with Beyonce and Drake does too. But who has the most?
Who got the better?
Kendrick. Kendrick's song with Beyonce did better. No. Freedom.
Is it a better? Oh, Freedom is fire. All right, Freedom is fire.
But over Mine?
Mine is fire too. Not the point.
America Has a Problem
Not the
remix?
Point. Who has wrote more hits for other people?
Drake writes for other people?
Are you kidding? See, and this is why we cannot have this debate. Because that you don't know that, yes. Yes, look up his writing credentials. Yes. All right,
now I got to do research. Then.
Absolutely. I sleep on Drake and I don't understand how.
Yikes.
So who y'all got coming out on top? You got Kendrick.
Yep.
You think, I hope Drake responds. I hope he responds. And I don't know that he will.
He'll respond to a lame like Meek, but I don't think he'll respond to someone like Kendrick, who's a boss.
And I can't even debate you on that one because he's given us the little bit of that.
Because if somebody exposed him for having a kid and he couldn't come up with the proper response.
Well, they claim that he did respond, but the
nope.
People, yeah, I know. People came in and told him, don't do it.
Don't do it.
He should have did it anyway.
Yep.
He should have did it anyway.
He should have.
And he went wrong.
You talking about my kids. Now I'm going to stand up.
It's up. Once you talk about my kids, it's up. What are we talking about? Like, you getting all this smoke. I wish he would have did it anyway. I don't know why he didn't.
Who's next?
Can y'all explain to me why Drake and Future are fighting over a woman who has a boyfriend?
Wait a minute. What are they fighting over?
Drake and Future apparently and allegedly had a fallout over the fact that they were both pillow talking to the same woman. And my beef with Future has been the same. Mm. It's 2 beefs I have. Number one, everybody knows you a deadbeat dad and the future is the most important for kids. Why do you call yourself Future? Your name should be Past. Ooh. That's number one. Number two, his whole body of work are women are for the streets.
Mm-hmm.
All these hoes are for the streets, right? Yet you give them kids. If they all for the streets, why do you give them kids? And number two, why are you pillow talking? And number three, why are you as a millionaire beefing with another millionaire when, according to you, every woman is for the streets?
And this is why Drake will lose against Kendrick. Because do we know about the women Kendrick has messed with? No.
That's a fact. We know nothing on Kendrick.
You know why?
That's where he is very strong. We know nothing.
He's a man of substance.
I'm with you.
Art and with his women.
I can't debate you.
Drake is corny.
I can't debate you there. But I'm talking about.
And Future is corny too.
Oh, that's big facts.
So they're both corny, fighting over a woman who is, quote unquote, out here for everybody. Like, she's not trying to disguise what she does and who she messes with. So that just, to me, shows the type of person, the people that they are as men and who they allow in their bed.
Why do y'all think that is? Why do these rappers seem to only deal with a small selection of women? And then it becomes a battle of pride and ego between multimillionaires for these few women in a world where they could practically have any of these women they want. And it becomes this. It's a weird thing to me.
They must be doing something. This must be a different tier of woman.
That we don't understand. That's what I'm thinking.
It's got to be.
Because even with homegirl that they're fighting over, her man's not leaving. Because she jumped on Instagram to say a few things that I thought everything she said was stupid. She said, one, I don't have to address it. And then she addressed it. Then she started using the N-word just to say that she was Colombian. And then she said, I have a man and he's not leaving. And in my mind, if I'm your man, don't even mention me. If I'm your man and you got Drake and Future fighting over you, hey, queen, leave me out of it. Don't even bring me up. Let people wonder what I'm going through. Don't tell them, oh, he good, he in my back pocket, he ain't going nowhere. I'm looking at this woman going, how fire? Like, you know what I'm saying? Because what are we talking about here? I'm lost.
I personally don't think it's because that they do something different. I think it's laziness. I think that a man of that level is looking for the easy way, right? The what can I just get because I know who I am versus working for it because I don't want to put in that effort because I'm a superstar. I'm a rock star. It's a narcissist. And it's an ego that's in the back head. So I'm going to get what's easy and then be like, oh, well, she bad. But I'm not going to work for something real of any substance. And that's why I personally believe that you haven't seen these men in long-term relationships because they're not trying to work for something that's of substance.
You don't think they just rich and they got so many groupies at their front door and at their footsteps willing to do any and everything that they ask that they just, it's like the Leonardo DiCaprio effect. We were talking about that earlier. And they're like, why won't Leo settle down one day? And I'm like, for the same reason that rich men don't stop working. It's never enough.
If that was the case, I feel like there wouldn't be certain men who actually have settled down. And I feel like in the entertainment world, we can find Tom Hanks and Rita's. We can find Denzel, and I wish I knew his wife's name.
We don't know what they're doing on the side.
We personally don't, but we're going off of what is perceived in the public eye. We're not talking about behind closed doors, because no one ever knows what's going on behind closed doors.
Katie, if Diddy ain't teach you nothing else, we cannot believe we know what's going on in any of these celebrities' lives. We have to stop that.
He's proof that he fucked up shit. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm saying...
He did dirty in public.
Well, let the list of names come out.
That was in public.
Let the list come out. Because y'all be not worshiping, but not you. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people worship these celebrities or call them couples goals and all this other nonsense. And let this... A lot of these dudes are going to show y'all in time, because I've been saying this for years, they not to be worshipped.
I personally feel like less people were thinking that Diddy was couples girl goals with anyone.
I ain't talking about just Diddy. I'm talking about all of them. We don't know. You don't know. You're not there. You're not in these people's lives. Like, you have no idea. We don't know. So as much as we may look at the next guy and go, oh, yeah, they look like they couples goals. He looks like he's faithful and loyal. We don't know that.
We don't know that. But remember, we potting. So we're going to pot about the ones who can't stay in a relationship. Who fucked up several relationships.
Oh, now you understand the concept of potting.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about it.
Right? We will.
We're potting about the hoes.
Okay.
In the public eye versus those who are not the hoes in the public eye.
Well, the three of us had a conversation off mic that I won't bring to mic, but we were speaking to not even being the rich celebrity men, but struggling with the lifestyles that a lot of women are living today as far as finding a wife. So, I mean, imagine them. Mm-hmm. It's worse. Imagine what they see women do on a daily basis and how easy it is for them to control these women because of who they are and the power and the money. And then imagine them at the end of that day going, I got to settle down.
And that's...
Who are you settling down with?
Who are you settling down with? With what you see happening in front of you.
So like you said, settling down shouldn't be a thing. That's where I challenge those who feel that way and may experience the things they experience to actually have some hope and some faith that the woman you're actually looking for is fucking out there.
Yeah.
Believe in it. Believe in it. Attention all jaded men. Attention all jaded men.
I'm not jaded.
Yeah,
I said jaded men.
The group.
Jaded I didn't even say your name.
Jaded See? Edge. Look at Keith. We not jaded edge no more? We not going to make the song, Let's Not Get Married?
Let's not get married.
Let's not meet at the altar.
Don't meet me at the altar.
Forget that white dress.
Forget that white dress.
Yo, and nah, let's talk about that too, because we ain't getting no younger. We might as well do it.
We may as well not do it.
That's not a reason to get married. Now, a lot of y'all ate that up. That boy walked right out of heaven with that line. Don't worry about it. Somebody get it.
Who's next?
Now it's time. Did he or did he not? The diddler. I will say this, Key. You haven't been here. These other podcasts have been afraid. They've been afraid for a long time. Katie and I have not been afraid. We have spoke our mind on this man and this situation long before this all went down.
True.
And now I see all these podcasts jumping up and ready to talk about what they believe the diddler is doing. But we were the only two at some point willing to stand on our own two. Stand on business. Mm. Now, I'll be honest. With the rumors going around, Katie's a little more brave than me. Because I don't have a car. What are you going to blow up?
Allegedly.
No, I don't even care. No, what are you going to do? That boy at Homeland Security. All right. Homeland Security has now raided two, but I'm also hearing allegedly three of Diddy's homes.
Mm-hmm.
L.A., Miami, New York. Mm. Correct?
Yeah, from what I've heard.
Raided them.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't just a raid, bro. They sent the military in there.
They wasn't playing. Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
They have military. Yo, I saw in Miami, they pulled up with the, like, Navy SEALs. You see that?
Guns and all.
The SWAT?
No, they were on boats. They
coming
were
out
like,
the water.
Coming out the water.
I'm telling you.
That's probably the Coast Guard.
For real?
No, it wasn't. It looked like Navy SEALs.
Callie was with him. He was leading the way.
We the best.
Yes. Major keys. His kids are in handcuffs.
Yep.
Apparently not because they're arrested, because they're being detained.
Mm-hmm.
As a father, though, you don't go to your kids' aid?
Absolutely.
Every father does that, right? Except a guilty one. I'm here to talk today. Why did Diddy not show up to the aid of his children?
Because Diddy don't give a fuck. Well, actually, I think this. I personally think he doesn't care as much as about the boys. Because the girls weren't there. Because he has three, well, technically four with the baby. He has four girls.
Katie, what are you saying? He only cares about the daughters? He doesn't care about his sons?
Yeah.
That's what you really think?
Yeah.
You know I don't make it better.
I know.
Oh,
I'm just saying. I know it doesn't make any better. No, it doesn't make it better whole around. You're a terrible parent. But I feel like he was like, oh, the girls got to be not here. If the boys are there, they can handle their own. Toughen up. They'll be all right. They're not going to get arrested.
Bad boy, baby.
You know?
All right. So this is probably going to be an unpopular opinion.
If you say Diddy is innocent on here, you can take your Stevie J.
Wait, don't call me Stevie J. Don't call me Stevie.
I'll be missing you. Yo,
nah, they had Stevie J on Instagram work. Playing Kirk Franklin. He talking about no weapon formed against us.
Listen.
Hey, yo, Stevie.
Yo.
I don't know if you can see it, but this weapon is about to prosper. All right. No.
What's wrong with you, man?
I'm sorry.
What's wrong with you?
You see, I'm trying to protect you, bro. I don't know.
I don't know if you can see it,
Stevie.
But this.
Hey, big dog. No. Hey, that's not going to help. No. Wait, Key, before you get your point off. No. Because can I just say something? Yo, one thing I don't like, man. I don't like when people do things and they know what they're doing is wrong. And then when they have to pay for it, now all of a sudden they want to be a victim. I don't. Go ahead, Keith.
I mean, let me say this. I'm a believer that if you do the crime, you do the time. Mm. That's my opinion.
Period.
But this, I'm going to use a little different kind of logic here, right?
I tried to save him.
Two logics.
Yep. It's two logics.
Now it's two logics. Okay.
Okay.
The two of y'all. Y'all both the logics.
There were three raids going on simultaneously, right?
Uh-huh.
Can't be in three places at one time.
Okay.
I'm all afraid right. for what you're about to try to defend.
I'm not defending it. I'm just saying, where was he at when these raids were going down? Like
hiding.
The airport.
He was hiding. He was in a private airport in Miami.
So TMZ found him yes, in the bushes.
He was pacing. He was walking in and out of the bushes. Like but almost
if a raid's happening, you're not going to know where or when.
No, he right? knew when. That's why he was able to get on a flight.
And that's the
he
other
got
thing.
Tipped off.
Yes. Yo, tipped off. The bodyguard for former bodyguard. For I think it was either Bad Boy or Death Row. Mm-hmm. And the lady, I wish I knew her name. I don't know her name. But she also said it. She said a raid is coming around Easter. She said this video of this. The bodyguard also said, yo, there's a raid coming. If all of these people are saying it, how did he know? Everything should have been gone. There should have been...
Your
kids included should not have been in either of those houses. If all these people know a raid is coming, how do you not know? Why are you walking in and out of the bushes in Miami as Homer Simpson when everybody has told you, hey, yo, the raid is coming? Right? Let's keep it a buck. And the one thing that we know, I ain't saying Diddy did anything. Allegedly. Those tapes. They found hidden tapes. Hidden cameras. I don't know if this is true, but what that tells me, he got something on everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody was in and about them parties. And that's why I think it's so quiet. Y'all notice how quiet it is?
Ain't nobody speaking out.
They ain't saying a word. Y'all know how many people are shaking in their boots right now because they know they was at the freak off?
They shaking in their booties?
All right.
Yes. I'm telling you something. They are terrified. You know how many more names are in there? Candace Owens tweeted that they not in there to collect. They in there to hide, right? Mm-hmm. They in there to take evidence and get it out of there. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's true or not, but I know it's a lot of silence right now. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of people that's like, yo, I was there. They fans don't know they were there. Mm. They wives don't know they were there. They kids don't know they were there. Homeland Security now does. Mm-hmm. They're terrified. Mm. No one's speaking. Mm-mm. Right? I mean, everything looked funny in the light now is all I'm saying. We've always had these rumors. That's always been a thing. But if you being real with yourself, everything looked funny in the light. This entire thing happened on the anniversary of Biggie's album, Life After Death, right? Mm-hmm. Which anniversary was it?
Was it the 20? Has it been 27 years?
I believe so. I am not a person who believes that things like that are just a coincidence.
Right.
Biggie's murder has always been suspicious. There was a lot going on with that whole Diddy, Suge Knight situation. People were getting beat up. Questions were flying around. That looks funny in the light now. Y'all remember the video with 2-Bit when Diddy was dressed as Joker? He was basically telling him something could happen to you. Y'all remember that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That looks funny in the light now. Mm-hmm. Mace's departure. A lot of people made fun of Mace for leaving and going to be a pastor and getting out of all of that. Now Mace is sitting up here 20 plus years later saying, I told y'all. I knew all of this was happening. I mm-hmm. saw it. That man ran to God. All of those Bad Boy artists, Craig Mack, Loon, Shine, Big, list goes on and on. It looks funny in the light now. Mm-hmm. Stevie J. We all knew Stevie J was heavy-handed in that. Why is he getting on social media? To me, that's even crazy. Honestly, I'm going to be honest. To get on social media right now and to see this going on and to have him to have these allegations, I ain't saying you got to jump on him. I'm not saying that. But you going to defend him? You gonna start playing gospel? Huh? We passed Kirk Franklin, big bro. Mm-hmm. We passed that. You gotta go to the fake Kirk Franklin. You gotta holler at Plies.
Plies?
You don't know that Plies?
Plies and Kirk Franklin?
Everybody know Plies and Kirk Franklin is the same
Kirk
person.
Kirk Franklin's evil
Katie,
twin.
Katie, tell him. Everybody know that. Why are you acting like
Have
that?
Have you not seen the two side by side?
It looked funny under the lights, is all I'm saying. Usher stayed with Diddy when he was 14 years old. He said he saw things that he didn't understand. Mm-hmm. What'd that mean? Mm. What'd that mean?
He saw things.
He said that he was eating cereal in the bed with Diddy when he was a teenager. We saw Justin Bieber have a video with Diddy when he was the same age. What'd that mean? It looked funny under the light. Mm-hmm. Carisha, City Girls was up.
Yep.
It was a point in time Katie came in here and told me the City Girls was up. I didn't know what was wrong with y'all. Why? How? And what's the score? Where? How are they up? She came out herself and said, I'm a whore. That's not a joke. She really said that. She also said, she tweeted, girl, I'll have Diddy make you do things to me. Did she tweet that?
Probably. I don't know.
She said that. Yeah. Carisha, please. We thought it meant Carisha, please. It really meant Carisha, please. They coming to get me. Help.
All right.
Katie, I'm telling you.
No, all right. All right.
I'm telling you. No, because now, yeah, see?
It's time to revolt.
No, you are. All right. No, because y'all don't think that's what the show was? It wasn't Carisha, please help? Yo, y'all not going to sit here and act like she didn't admit that Diddy was pissing on her. Y'all not going to do that. That's weird. That's weird.
Some people like they kinks.
Yeah, but not to get paid monthly for it. Just do it with somebody you love. Like, come on, man.
Right.
Y'all said the City Girls was up. Were they? I'm just calling it how I see it. Homeland Security not doing all this for nothing, bro. They're not going to waste these resources. They definitely not going to waste these resources with a man they know that they got that kind of money.
Nah.
They got enough. Yeah. They just looking for the smoking gun to make sure they got enough.
Yep.
Oh, they're going to recoup on their bread.
All I'll say is the signs be there. I say this all the time. Have y'all looked at some of the titles of Diddy songs?
All right.
Katie, you knew I was going to do this. I'm just saying. All right? I want to be very careful about the titles of my songs moving forward. Because sometime I think you are giving something to the universe. Okay. Let's look at some of the titles of the songs that Diddy partook in.
Mm-hmm.
No Way Out. Kicking the Door.
Mm-hmm.
Sure did.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Hate Me Now. Here's one y'all will love. Finna Get Loose.
Hey. Hey.
I'll Be Missing You.
Damn.
I mean, every step he took.
Mm-hmm.
Come With Me. That's what Homeland told him. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Coming Home.
Mm-hmm.
Mo' Money, Mo' Problems.
Mm-hmm.
Bad Boy for Life.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it might be life.
Damn.
Last Night.
Look
at And last but not least, Creeping.
All right.
That's it?
No, you know the one off the new album.
Because you listen to it. You try to make me listen to it. What is it?
Moments. So stop playing these games.
Okay, all right.
Stop playing these games.
I'm done. I'm done.
Featuring Justin Bieber. <I'm done.
laughs> All right. Did I miss anything?
Nah.
I'm telling y'all, y'all don't know these celebrities like I think they do, like I think y'all do, man.
You're right.
I'm just saying. Some of these people are not to be worshipped.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if what he's guilty of, what he's not guilty of, but I do feel in my heart like they not doing all of this for nothing, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will say this, and this is all I'm going to say. I guess that can be looked at as the defense of Diddy. I just feel like the energy is a little different when the person is black. And that's all I'll say.
Oh, absolutely. We know that.
I just wish the energy was kept all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
Did I miss anything?
Mm-mm.
Who's next?
Let's just say this whole Illuminati thing is real.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's happening to Diddy. I don't believe this, alleged, whatever. But some people would tell you that it's all an evil scheme of which you have to keep the higher-ups happy. In the moment that you don't, they make you, the scapegoat, sacrifice you, and they keep pushing. Some people really believe that that's what happens in Hollywood, right? So imagine being 20 years old. Don't answer with your mind today. 20-year-old. If somebody came to you and said, I'll give you $100 million right now, 30-year contract, all you got to do is when I ask you to put albums out and to make music, you have to do it the way I tell you to do it. But you got $100 million, 30 years. After those 30 years are up, here's the catch. 50-50 chance. If you don't do all we ask you to do, you might go to prison. But you might not even make it 30 years. You 20. You don't even know if you're going to see 50. 50 seem like forever. 60 seem like forever when you're 20. You take the money?
Nope.
At 20?
I'm not taking it.
Is a chance that if I last 30, if I last 30 years, then it's a 50-50 chance I may go to prison?
Yep.
But I had to last 30 years?
No, you don't have to. If you don't last 30 years, you ain't never got to deal with prison. You just was a millionaire your whole life.
I'm going to figure out a way not to last 30 years.
What? What you mean?
I'm going to figure out a way.
You going to destroy yourself?
Yep.
What, Katie, what the hell?
I'm going to say deal and then figure out a way that in 5 years, I go all the way downhill where TMZ is like, she's lost her marbles.
While you joking, that kind of seems like that's what happened to a lot of people.
And then I can avoid that 50-50 chance of prison time. Because who wants to fuck with somebody who's lost all their marbles? But I got away with some money.
Oh, so you Kanye.
Yes.
That's Kanye Ledbetter.
Because you know what? You know one thing that I feel about Kanye? I personally feel he's never messed with anybody. It's things that come from his point of view.
I agree with
and
that.
And his personal opinion. But I don't think he's ever messed with anyone else's career or try to destroy anyone else.
He said that.
Everything else is self-sabotage for himself.
There's a video, you know, where he says that. When he starts talking that talk. Because he said, yo, that's why I could say what I want. Because I've never hurt anybody. I've never killed anybody. You can't say that. Diddy, Jay-Z, the rest of y'all. Y'all can't say that. I could say that. And that's why nothing will ever happen to me. And Kanye also went up on that stage once and said, yo, Jay, just call me. Mm-hmm. I know you got killers. Don't send them after my head. Just call me. It'd be a lot of little stuff that's mm-hmm. said, and people would just say Kanye's crazy. And I don't think he right on about everything, but I don't think he off about everything either.
Nope.
It's time for the note of the week.
It's a rumor that women are cleaner than men.
Yes.
Do you smell that?
And I have always believed it until I went into a woman's bathroom because it was the only bathroom I could use at the time. Katie, let me be the first to tell you, it was not cleaner.
I've experienced this too.
Have you?
Yeah. And why were you in there?
It literally.
It's a long story.
Well, for me, it's a quicker story. The men's was out of order. It was. And they told me, yo, bro, it's not working. Okay. You got to go. And they told me to walk this way to that. Yo, fam.
It's like a crime scene in there?
Yo, bro. What? What? Oh, if you grew up with sisters. Oh, yeah, I do grow up with sisters. You could have looked at their bathroom and my bathroom any day of the week.
But this is next level.
Now, if you've never heard what a woman's prison smells like, there's a former Rikers Island prison guard who will reveal it for you.
Hold on, let me close my mouth. I don't want to smell it.
When I walked in that jail for the first time, you know what I smelled? I smelled butt ass. It was so bad. I mean, the funk hit you like, boom. I couldn't breathe. I was like, oh, shit. And every day I come in, that butt ass hits you, bam. And now you're talking to another officer. Now all y'all got the butt ass breath. I went to the woman's house. You know what you smell in the woman's house? Badoosie. I call it Badoosie. And I feel like working in the woman's house was worse than where I was working at.
Butt ass.
Katie. Yo, he had tears in his eyes telling his story. Like, you know, because you know, smell is like the greatest form of memory. So he went right back. We were talking about the butt ass. Why do women's prison smell like that?
Because they're prisoners.
Yo, yo.
Stay tuned for another episode of In the Moment with their host Mo and co-host Katie.